Well, it's a very historic night for all of America to think that we've now seen an African-American who could aspire to be president of the United States. And now, for the first time in history, we have a woman who is nominated by a major party to be president of the United States. And very frankly, I think is the favorite to be the next president of the United States. So as a father of three daughters and with two granddaughters and two great-granddaughters, as well as grandson, great-grandson, it's a historic night for them to think that there is no aspiration that they have that will be constrained by simply their gender. It will depend upon their character, their effort, their ability, but not on their gender. And that's a good night for America. In addition, I think we've nominated somebody who has got an extraordinary background to be president of the United States. Experience in so many different ways that will qualify her to be a good president of the United States, not only in terms of having been first lady, of course, where she saw firsthand for 8 years the challenges that confront the president of the United States, but also in her role as a United States Senator, as a Secretary of State, background in, frankly, every issue that is going to be important to the American people moving forward. So from that standpoint, it's a good night for the country. It's a good night for women, and it's a good night, I think, for all of us in the Democratic Party.
Do you think the Democratic Party is divided?
I think we have differences, and that's not divided. It means there are differences. And frankly, it's not nearly as divided as the Republican Party is. I point out that, think of how many people refused to go to Donald Trump's convention. All the former presidents who are alive refused to go to his convention. Most of the nominees. Bob Dole was there because they honored Bob Dole. But I haven't talked to Senator Dole about it, but I'm sure he's not happy about Donald Trump either. Here we had, in a democracy, different opinions expressed. Emotions it expressed, but people were here, and the person that they were for, they were either for Hillary or they're for Bernie Sanders, but the Bernie Sanders people heard from their leader, look, there's not a choice. She is for the things we're for. Maybe not exactly the same way we wanted to get there, but she's for the things we are for. We reached a platform that was adopted without any minority reports. So I think the answer to that question is, in a democracy, you have differences of opinion. Sometimes those differences are strongly expressed. But I think we are a united party, and we're going to go out of here with overwhelming support for Hillary Clinton for president, a united campaign, and I think she's going to be elected.
When Secretary Clinton speaks to the convention and the nation, any one thing or any handful of things you hope to hear from her?
Look, I think what the nation is looking for is not bombast, which they got from Trump, not from the assertion that I'm the only answer, but they want to hear substantively, I feel I'm stuck in the mud. I haven't gotten the raises I need to get. I think that the power brokers of America are not paying attention to me, trying to make my life better, make my family's life more secure. I think she needs to convey a conviction, a vision, and a plan for achieving a better life for average Americans who have been shut out. Now, a lot of Americans are doing very well. And frankly, as a result of the Obama administration, Americans are doing much better than they were doing when the Democratic administration took over in January of 2009. But too many of them are not doing well enough. And I think they need to have a sense of confidence that Hillary Clinton can and knows how and will tell them where she's going to take this country and help them to lift themselves up and their families up to a secure and stable life.